I'm sick and tired of Christian people acting like the heathen of the world. I really am. I'm just sick of it. All the way up to here. We're just like, boy, she sure is cute. I could vote for her. You're an idiot. You're crazy. You know, you're about as spiritual as a centipede. I mean, it's tragic. Honest to goodness, tragic. How you have been influenced by the language and the lingo and the philosophy of a pagan world that doesn't even know anything about love. Love is an act of the will. David Niemeyer is right. He saw a young lady that he thought would be a good mother to his children. He saw a young lady that he thought would be a good wife to him. He saw a young lady that he admired tremendously, and he decided to love her. Pulling on such language as, I flipped over him. You'll flip back. I flipped over him. I've fallen head over heels in love with him. Garbage, poppycock, secular, worldly, cosmos, not Bible. God has given you the very love of God himself. His love has been a gift to you. And God said, now here, you can use it to anybody. You can give it anywhere you want to give it. He said, I want you to give it to your wives, your husbands, your neighbors, your fellow Christians, your enemies. But he said, you may choose. Now listen carefully. Don't miss this. If you don't love your husband, you can decide to right now. You understand? If you don't love your husband, you can decide to right now. God has given you his own love. The love of deity is in your heart. And God said, you may decide to disperse it any way you will. If you say, I don't love my husband, it's your stubbornness. It's your rebellion against God because God commanded you to love your husband. He said, I don't love my wife anymore. In the first place, that's an impossible statement. That's like a heavenly devil or a sprinkling Baptist. It's not possible to not love your wife anymore. I get that after a while. But if you don't love your wife, you can love her immediately right now by deciding to. What you say, she is just not a lovable person. That's not godly love. That's human love. When Jesus preached his first sermon in the home synagogue, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he went on to talk about unloving, unlovable people that he came to preach the gospel to. Now, that you can decide to love. And that decision is caused by your will and not by the external appeal of the object of your love. Now listen carefully to me. I just love her. She's so sweet. That's not any more real love than I'm a Catholic priest. Not at all. I just love him. He is so nice. That's not Bible love. What is Bible love? I just love him because I decided to love him. I chose to love him. I say it again. If you don't love your husband, you are rebelling against God Almighty and disobeying the direct command of God. And you can walk out the doors tonight obeying God and decide to love your husband. The same thing is true for your wife. Now listen carefully. I'll repeat the five statements I've made. Number one, love is a gift of God. Number two, that gift is not for any particular person. Number three, we decide where to use it. Number four, God has suggested to us how it is distributed. Love your wife, husbands, and love your husbands, wives, and love your wives, husbands. Love all your wives, husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands, and love your neighbor, and love fellow Christians, and love your enemy, and love God. But you may choose whom you love. Now listen carefully to me. The person that you hate the most in this world, you can decide right now to love him and walk out those doors loving the person you hate the most. Love is an act of the will. God commands us to love, and God never commands us to do anything we cannot will to do or choose to do. Now, some of you folks don't have the foggiest idea what I'm talking about it because you've been swept up by this old secular, synthetic kind of love this world has. Now, number six, listen carefully. Once given, it cannot be retracted. Once given, it cannot be retracted. You see, love is a gift that God gave to you to give to someone else. God, you can't take back a gift or it's not a gift. So if God gives you a gift of love, then you have the love of God. God will not take it back. And once you decide to love somebody, you have given to them the gift of your love, and it cannot be retrieved. Our text said, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. But that isn't all. 1 Corinthians 13:8, and you get a hunk of this. 1 Corinthians 13:8 said, love never faileth. Well, I used to love her, then you still do. He's destroyed my love, then you didn't love him. You can't destroy love. Love never faileth. Many waters and floods cannot destroy love. Number seven, follow it carefully. That means if you ever loved him, you still do. Now, you may not know it. You may not can tell it. I'll talk about that in a minute. But if you ever loved him, you still do. If you ever loved her, you still do. Now, what I like to do, I like to take some of you backslidden people sitting here tonight, some of you in the choir, some are deacons, some are Sunday school teachers. Some go visiting, some belong to the foster club, some belong to the fisherman's club, some teach at Howell's Veterans College, in our schools, and some are students. I like to take some of you backsliders tonight that talk that kind of language and say, you think I could ever love my husband again? Yeah, you can love me right now again. I get to where I want to kick folks out of my office. They come in there with that kind of heathen, pagan garbage. I say it again. If love is a gift is not a contract or a bargain. It is an unretrievable something that has been awarded to the object. So, if you don't love, follow me, if you don't love him, then you can decide to. If you ever did, you still do. And you're commanded to decide to. See, you've been watching too much Oprah. You've been watching too many soap operas. You've been reading too many love stories and love novels. You say, you guess love story? No, try John 3. That's a wonderful love story. You've been reading too many of these dumb love stories. Love at first sight. That's hogwash. Love at first decision. I decided, said David, I decided to love Tracy. I decided to love Tracy. Now, love never faileth. Now, some of you folks have been coming to my office saying, well, my husband has destroyed all my love. All you need to do is get on your knees at this altar and get right with God and realize if you ever loved him, it's not destroyed. It's still there. And if you never loved him, you're commanded to start. This means if you ever loved him, you still do. Ever loved her? You still do. If you don't, you can decide to, and you're commanded to decide to. Now follow me carefully. Then what happened to that love? You're sincere when you say, I don't love her anymore. Now, what you mean is, I don't tingle anymore. What you mean is, she doesn't treat me right anymore. What you mean is, I don't feel sensuous toward her anymore. What you mean is, she doesn't turn me on anymore. But that's worldly talk. That's not Bible talk. What is it then? You say, well, how? I don't love her anymore. What really is it? Part number one, love may be lessened. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. Love may be lessened, but love cannot be retrieved. And just as sure as love may be lessened, if you say, for the house, pray that I'll love my husband more, don't have to. You just do it. A long time ago, I quit praying for folks to do things that they can do without prayer. So I walked down the aisle years ago when I was a kid preacher, and all of a sudden it hit me. He said, pray that I'll give up cigarettes. I said, I won't do it. Well, he said, why? I said, because the Bible said, my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's your job. I'm not going to bother God to ask you to give up cigarettes. You can do it right now yourself if you decide to. And whenever you decide to love your wife, you will. If you decide to love your husband, you will. If you don't decide, you're in direct disobedience to God Almighty. And it may be lessened, but you can increase it according to how open you want to make the faucet. Matthew 24:12 says, love may grow cold, but it's still there. It says the love of many shall wax cold. Love may grow cold, but it's still there. It's not taken away. But you may choose to warm it. It's up to you. Ladies and gentlemen, if circumstances determine how you feel about your spouse, then you don't love your spouse. If her behavior or his behavior determines how you your love for your spouse, you don't love your spouse. Love is a gift that's unconditional, that cannot be retrieved. Many waters cannot drown it. Floods cannot destroy it. And love never faileth. 1 John 4:17 says it can be perfected. What does that mean? That love that you have can be matured. But the love is always there. It may grow cold. It may lessen. It may be perfected or less perfected. It's up to you. It's all up to the will. It may grow, Ephesians 4:15. It may dim. It may blur. It may darken. It may be covered. But that's not the condition of the love. That's the condition of the view. It's your sight that's a problem. It's your spiritual discernment that's a problem. That love is still there. Now, you listen carefully to me. I could name a dozen couples here right now. I won't, of course, but I could. That need to listen to what I'm saying right now desperately. And as sure as I can name a dozen couples, I'll promise you there are many, many other couples in this room tonight who need to realize that if you don't love your wife, it's because you are rebellious against God Almighty.